sits their weak and helpless boat. The disciples feared and wondered just how long they'd stay afloat. Just when it appeared that this was where it all would end, they saw their blessed Savior as he came to rescue them. That's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call out to the Father. That's when he comes walking on the water. Skies are clear and blue. I sail with calm assurance that his promises are true. But when the tide begins to rise, the winds begin to blow, I see him reaching for me and I step out of my boat. That's when he comes walking on the water in the midst of dark and stormy seas. Do not fear, just call out to the Father. That's when he comes walking on the water.
That's when he comes walking on the water. Wow, what a song. I hope you like that. I tell you, I do. I do, and God bless you. I do, and God bless you. That did rhyme. Now, the broadcast today, the blood of Jesus and demon powers. The blood of Jesus and the breaking of demon powers. I want to tell you something, my friends, and you can believe this. There is no ifs and ands. The blood of Jesus Christ, that divine blood in that divine body, has defeated forever, totally, completely, the person of the devil, and every demon power and every demon spirit. The blood has broken all those powers. The blood has set free every man and woman who will give God a chance in their life. Now, we're going to deal with several things today that I hope you don't miss a word. I hope you'll be a part of it. We're going to talk about history of the power of the blood. History of the power of the blood. Then we'll talk about some of the things about how demons act. What are their activities? What are the things that they do? What are the things that they seek to accomplish? And then I want to talk about the doors that you can open of your life into demon spirits. You know, you must understand this. You can open the door, and you alone can open the door. The devil does not have a right to just come and take over your life if you don't let him. And there are doors that he uses to creep in, to disturb you, and to trick you, called vices of the devil, wires of the devil. My friend, Satan is on his job, believe me. Now, let me tell you three things that you must remember. In the days of Christ, in the days of the Bible, the New Testament church, the blood of Jesus utterly defeated the devil. There was no question, nobody could ever question it, that the blood of Jesus was victorious over everything the devil had or knew anything about. Then, history, 2,000 years, the Andrew Marys, and you can just name the great people whom God has used to defeat the devil. The blood of Jesus in those lives have defeated the devil over and over and over for 2,000 years. Now, in the present, in today's world, the devil is just as defeated. The blood is just as powerful. The Lord Jesus Christ can deliver just as quickly and just as beautifully. There's no ifs, there's no ands. The blood of Jesus is powerful to save and powerful to deliver. It's supernatural. It knows no limitation. Hallelujah. It will eventually prevail over the whole earth, and this earth will be the Lord's, and Jesus will reign as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's how sure That's how sure the Bible makes the power and the victory of the blood of Jesus Christ. No ifs and ands. No ifs and ands. Now, I'm going to give you an article today, and everything you're going to hear me say is going to be written in that article. I mean, there could be some things about things, but the main points, they'll be in that article, and you need them in your life. You need them in your day-by-day activities. You need them that you might learn, and the Bible might become so real to you that you can personally see the devil defeated. How many of you want to see the devil defeated? Maybe there's some of you having a good time with all the superstition and all the demonic activity and these fringe things that stir a little emotion. And you know, the devil's a trickster. He'll make you feel some things that feel pretty good when he's ruling your life for a while. But oh, when he gets good mastery, then he drops the ball, I tell you right now, and he lets you have it. Now, I want to deal with the activities of the devil. See, you got to understand, he goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Right now, the devil is going about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You must understand that. You are an object of his hatred. You are an object of his desires. He wants to defeat you. He wants to arrest you. He wants to tear your life apart. You've got to understand that. Nobody out there is out of his reach or out of his desire to deceive. Nobody. Everybody. He goeth about seeking whom he may devour. Now, you got to understand, the devil will fill your mind with unbelief. The devil, nothing is his instrument more than unbelief. We have an unbelieving world. Don't you understand that? They believe in anything and everything but God and the Bible and the things of the holy truth. Hey, friend, the devil will fill your mind with unbelief. He's the master of unbelief. When it comes to God, you know, remember what he said to Adam and Eve? No, don't you understand? You know, God didn't mean what he said. That's not what he was afraid you'd get some power that you might know more about him and you might be powerful. That's what he's telling some of you today. Now you got to understand, he attacks the body with diseases. So much of the disease today is not one thing, but satanic activity. Satanic activity. If you could understand that, a lot of you would get healed very quickly, because all you need to do is get the devil's activity out of your life and you would immediately get better. People are always saying to me, Reverend, you're 80 and you look so healthy. Well, I'm not old altogether. I'm still old. You understand? When you get 80, you're 80. And some things begin to go out, like your hearing is not as good and your seeing is not as good. And you know, you understand those things. That's human nature. That's the way our world operates. We all are going to die if Jesus tarries. Now, we won't die like wicked people die, but we'll still have to go through the transition so we can move up yonder. No, that will be a grand transition. But you got to understand, the devil is the master of disease. Did you know that Jesus never had a headache, never had a bellyache, never had a heart, never had, well, he had heartaches from spiritual things, but a diseased heart. He didn't have none of that, because there was no sin. The devil had no control over him. They could beat him within a moment of his life, and they couldn't kill him, simply because he was absolutely divine, and his blood was absolutely divine. Now, you got to understand, the devil can disease the body. The devil can attack your mind. You know, you'll find when the Bible talked about the day of Noah, that their imagination was only evil continually. All of these imaginations that are filling your mind. I mean, look at what the hoop and holler about the ball games, and how it just takes people captive, and they become the subject of all this hype and all of this so-called pleasure. And I'm not sitting here trying to preach against ball. It does its own preaching. I tell you that right now. Watch how they live. But I'm telling you, you've got to understand, the devil is out to attack the mind. So everything pure and holy, he's against it. Everything spiritual, he's against it. He hates the moving of the Holy Spirit. He hates the truth of the Holy Bible. He hates the power of the blood of Jesus. So the activities of the devil are many. They literally are. And the Bible tells us to beware of his wiles. He comes in wicked, wildy ways that you don't understand and don't know. Make no room for the devil, the Bible says. Give the devil no place, the Bible teaches us. You must understand that. Now, the activities of Satan are many and varied. I certainly couldn't tell you all of them, but I'll be asking you to help me, and I'll be asking you to ask me any question you would like about the activities of the devil. But I don't guess many of you out there that don't understand pretty much what the activities of old Satan is. But here's the thing that's really big in my mind today, and you've got to understand that, and that is the way he causes you to open the door for him. See, you have you're an individual, you're a person, you have a body, you have a soul, you have a spirit. And God has not given Satan the right to invade you against your will or against your open doors. And so he has to trick you. He has to deceive you. He has to delude you. He has to get you thinking the way he wants you to think. He's got to get you disbelieving the Bible. He's got to get you doubting the power of the blood. He's got to get you doubting the miracles in the scripture. Someone told me this morning of going to a school, a university, I guess you would call it a university. And they told them that the miracle of the woman caught in the act of adultery probably wasn't really in the original text. I've heard those kind of things so many times through the years, I don't believe a word of them. I believe the Bible is infallible, and I believe those who deny them are themselves deceived. The Bible is the literal, infallible Word of God, and Jesus said, not a jot or tittle shall pass away. In Psalms, it tells us that he's going to preserve it seven times as pure as gold, tried seven times. That's how pure he's going to keep his Bible, his word. You can depend on the Bible, the holy book. Now, I'm not talking about the NIV or the Good News for Modern Men. I'm talking about the King James Version, which I have studied and searched, and no doubt in my mind, it's the infallible Word of God. Now, let's talk about the way that Satan will fool you. Now, listen to me now very carefully. He uses fear and depression and mental anxieties to open up your mind. Fear is a tool of Satan. You've got to understand that. A depression is a tool of Satan. You've got to understand that. All kinds of mental traumas are tools of Satan to open you up where he can begin to sneak his way in and start doing damage in your life. Very, very important. Number two, strong drink. Strong drink. If you drink strong drinks, alcoholic drinks, they will absolutely alter your state of consciousness. They open you up to a kind of hype and a high feeling, and you begin to become a little careless and a little frosty, you know. All of that's demon activity, so he can get the door open into your life. Tobacco changes and alters and gives you a hype feeling, a hype feeling, an altered state of normal consciousness, and Satan uses it. You know that, friend. There's no question. Now, drugs. Oh, drugs are destroying a multitude. I was listening yesterday at some talk about the political agenda, and it named some of the different political people who are running for office who have this kid that had this experience with drugs, and this one, you know, had this experience, and this one got in jail here, and almost every one of them with children that are at least teenagers have had somebody in their family that have literally lost their mind. You may remember when the governor of New Jersey told the story of a friend in college with great abilities, but lost his mind over drugs and finally took his life. Now, friend, I'm telling you, drugs is one tool of the devil. The drugs themselves physically do enough damage, but mentally and spiritually, they destroy you. They open you up to spirits of evil, bondages of evil. You become so possessed of them and so possessed of the passion that they have in you. Drugs will create an appetite in you. Some of it is part of your physical appetite, but much of it is part of your spiritual appetite. The breaking down of the mental discipline to where you desire things that do you nothing but damage. Video games. Do you understand how many people are possessed with video games? Possessed with video games. Now, many of them are full of sorcery and demonic stuff, and they really are bad. But I think even the mild ones do a lot of damage because they take you captive. They take you captive. They possess you. Somebody was telling me some time ago, I had a person in our church Wednesday night that told of people that had been on video games 3 full days, 24-hour periods without an ounce of sleep because they became so possessed with the game they were playing. Now, friend, you've got to understand that's demonic. That's evil. That's possession by spirits. That's the control that the Satan puts upon that life. So video games, especially the sorcery ones and the dark ones. Friend, you got to hear this now. You've got to hear dirty pornography. I've done interviews with police people and attorneys and people of high positions who would tell me that nobody was ever caught who had committed murder that hadn't also been into pornography. They were hooked. They were hooked by that stuff, by that garbage, by that filth. When I did an expose of it some years ago, I had to take a friend with me and go into the depth of it and look at it. And I would have to come home and pray and ask God to cleanse my mind, get it out of my mind. I wouldn't go without somebody as a protection. But I'm telling you, it's a dirty world. Adultery, fornication, homosexuality. Let me tell you, adultery will kill you just like homosexuality will kill you and destroy you and make mincemeat out of you and open you up to possession by spirits, possessions by demon powers, evolution. Evolution and Bible haters in our public schools, in our colleges are destroying literally thousands and millions of young people with these ideas. If you go to believe in evolution, I'm telling you, those kind of beliefs in your head opens you up in the spirit realm to demons. See, you've got a spirit. That spirit was given to you by God. And when you get messed up here in your head, like evolution and all kinds of doctrines that hate the Bible, you open yourself up to those spirits and those powers taking possession of you. You got to hear me, friend. You got to hear me. Liberal professors in universities have destroyed a generation of some of the brightest minds that America has. They lose their touch with God. They lose their love for the Bible. They lose their love for Jesus Christ. And they become all caught up in that world of success and popularity and greatness in some academic, economic, educational, political world. And it becomes their master. What do you think did that? Demon spirits, my friend. Demon spirits, my friend. And it goes on and on. I know I won't name everything, and you know that. You know I can't doubt about this infallible book. There's nothing. My heart breaks when I talk to people I know, people in the business realm, and suddenly I realize they like the Bible all right as long as you don't believe it's infallible, as long as you don't take it literal. Well, what good is the Bible that you don't take literal? What good is the Bible that you don't take literal? Now, you understand all these things open the door. This liberalism of the Democrat Party is nothing but a doors of evil that's still in the minds of some of the brightest people in America. I get amazed when I see the political people and some of the brightest minds, and they're gone. They've lost their way because somebody taught them stuff that took them in possession and spirits of Satan. You got to understand, there's only two kinds of worlds we live around, friend. That's either God's world or Satan's world. And if you're given over to the world and to the things of the world and to the ways of the world and to the success ideas of the world, you've been taken control of. You've been taken possession of. You're going to lose your soul. What's more important to you, being a millionaire or being a saint of God going to heaven? Well, you think that money's going to do you any good when you wind up in hell? Have you ever seen a hearse with a U-Haul truck hit a hook behind it? Have you ever seen a man laying in the casket with all of his great bonds and all of his great money and all of his possessions laying in there with him? No, he don't take nothing with him. Don't take a thing but a suit of clothes, and the back's been cut out of them. Do you understand? A suit of clothes, and the back's been ripped out of them. Oh, I'm telling you, I've been there. I'm telling you, I've worked in the funeral homes. I know what they do. Listen, you need Jesus is what you need. I'm about to preach the whole hour until that right now. But I'm telling you, Jesus is mighty. But you can be delivered. Hey, I want to bring you the word now that you can be delivered. That's the main purpose of this program. The blood of Jesus has broke the powers of the devil. The blood of Jesus has broke the powers of the devil. Now, I've given you a little history. I've given you some of the activities. I've told you some of the traps that he lays for you. Now I want to talk about you being set free, okay? I know that there must be people that have give me emails. I'll go to the email. Let me open up the lines, okay? Will you listen to me carefully? The phone number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. The toll-free number, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Now, open the lines. Let me see here. I don't see anything on the email, so the lines are wide open. I want to hear from you. I want you to be involved in this broadcast. I want you to be set free. How many out there are bound? How many of you good people have become so caught up in this world and so caught up in making great success and great wealth and God has been left out and now you find yourself unhappy? You may be even a nervous wreck. I talk to many people that are nervous wrecks. I talk to many people that have destroyed their health, many people that destroyed their mental stability. They're just are miracles are waiting for some great dark depth in the end of their lives. Jesus is the answer, and he does not fail. When you turn to him, he does not fail. I want to tell you three things that work every time. The Bible. The Bible is infallible. You get in the book of John or some other great book of the Bible, and you begin to read, and you begin to search it, and you begin to believe it, and before you know it, your mind begins to make a transformation, and it begins to change. You begin to feel the call of Christ. You begin to see sin as more than just little habits and little negative things. You begin to see them as the very things that injure the heart of God and injure your inner being, and you begin to think in a clear mind. The Bible, the Word of God, is mighty to save. The Bible is mighty to deliver. I've never seen a person read the book of John that a miracle didn't occur in their life. And then number two, the blood of Jesus. You take the Bible and you mix it with the blood of the divine Son of God that was spilled at Calvary for your deliverance. And I'm here to tell you, friend, you got a miracle in the making. You got a miracle in the making. Now, the lines are open for you to call. You can get this wonderful book full of all this material. The name is Demon Spirits Defeated by the Blood. Demon Spirits Defeated by the Blood. Did you hear me? I said defeated by the blood. The blood of Jesus has broke their power and broke their ability, and you are on the air. May I help you?
Yes, Dr. Chambers, my question is it your belief that Satan authored the Calvinistic theology of election?
The Calvinistic doctrine of a limited atonement, it certainly didn't come from the Bible. Let me just let someone else decide whether it was the devil's doing or just good people who missed the way. I can't answer that, but I can tell you that the idea of limited atonement could not be farther from the truth. I am studying right now the life of Apostle Paul. I'm going just shortly. I'm not going to tell the dates, but I'm going just really, already got my tickets. Everything is finished. I'm going to Tarsus, where Paul was born. I'm writing a book entitled From Cobblestones to Streets of Gold. And I'm studying Paul from the beginning to end. Oh, the wonderful grace of God hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live righteously and soberly in this present evil world. The whosoever will, let him come.
Amen. As you know, Dr. Chambers, the late Dave Hunt authored a wonderful book, What Love Is This? And I know I wrote
a word for it.
I know you know about it. And what I don't understand, this man wept. I mean, every time I hear it, I cry. And I don't understand why more people don't respond that way. It makes a mockery of Christ's love. And then when I listen to John MacArthur or Sproul talk about love, I almost feel like I could lose my mind. And I just wondered, you know, if you shared that feeling and why there are so few Dave Hunts.
Well, there are so few Dave Hunts because the Bible has become a smorgasbord where people go through it with a penknife and they cut aside that which they don't want to believe and they just believe certain portions of it. And I can understand how someone could come up with a doctrine of limited atonement, but the only way they can do it is get hung up on a few scriptures that they take out of context and probably because they've never really been born again. If you ever been born again, the first thing you want is you want everybody in the world to have the same salvation you've got.
Amen. See, I say you cannot know the heart of God and be a Calvinist. And you know I get a lot of flack for that. But
well, you just keep that up, sister, because Calvinism is a bad doctrine.
Praise God.
No ifs and ands. I've got a whole set of books, DVDs that I did on John MacArthur. And I use his material and I use his attack on Dave Hunt as part of my background for that set. And if you want a set I think it's in DVD, maybe it's just CDs, but I think it's DVDs. And I'm telling you, that would give you an education.
Well, I'd love to see it because I thirst to hear somebody else cry out against it as Dave Hunt. And I want to thank you for what you said about what the technology is doing to our kids. I'm reaching out to the Westmac kids, and just yesterday, as I watched them with their phones, I said, that's demonic. And the thing...
Everything I've said here, the devil wants their mind, and he doesn't care how he gets it.
That's right.
If he can get it with a cell phone, or he can get it with a video game, or he can get it with being sold out to sports, it don't matter to the devil as long as he gets their mind.
Amen, amen, amen. And just one last word. The reason, and you understand God's love, you hate the sin, love the sinner. And the reason I feel so strong against that Calvinistic doctrine is because I couldn't believe that and go to every child and say, if you were the only child on the face of the earth, our Lord would have died for you.
You know, what mother and dad would want to have as children, 3, 4, 5, 6 children, when they know that the bigger majority of them are already lost, already condemned to hell. They can cry out to God as long as they want to, and God's not going to hear them because God has already designed and predestined them to be lost. I don't believe that doctrine at all, dear lady.
And I thank you for your fire against it because I hunger for another human being to say that.
Well, there's a lot of us that are against that doctrine. There really is. Now, there are some good people I know who are sold out to it, and I never remember. Anybody know out there know Thomas Ice, who is part of the pre-trib group and a very big voice? One day he introduced me as one of these Armenians, and I said to the man he introduced me to, I said, you know the difference in Tommy Ice and me? See, Tommy is a Calvinist. I said, Tommy serves God because he has to. I serve God because I want to.
And while this station is wonderful, I don't quite frankly understand why they air teachings by MacArthur.
Well, I don't either, but I'm not in charge of that. All I can do is tell you the truth, and I thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you.
And God bless you. Now, if you're out there, grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I don't care what the devil has done to you. I don't care how far he's taken you away from everything that's real. If you've never taken the mark of the beast, or you've never blasphemed the Holy Ghost, I want you to know that you can be saved. you can be born again and you can know Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. And I want you to know there's nobody out there that cannot be saved. There's nobody out there that cannot turn to God unless you've taken the mark of the beast, and that's not yet given, of course, or you blaspheme the Holy Ghost. When I say the mark of the beast hasn't been given yet, I have begun to wonder lately how soon the mark of the beast will actually show up and become part of our world, possibly before even the rapture. I don't know. I know 7-year tribulation period cannot come until after the rapture. But I don't know what the devil's going to do. But I'm telling you one thing, Jesus is on the job. And he's doing doing things for your life. Do you need to be set free? Are you there? Do you have a question? Let's see here what we have on the line today. I sure want some good questions. I really do. I really do. I just wanted to ask you to pray for Daddy. Here's a request. I will pray for him, and I'll do more than that. I will call. Now, any if you have a question, hey, you ought to send me good questions today, or you ought to be on the phone with a good question. This subject is too red hot for me to be left sitting here just talking to you. I want to answer your question. Tell me, is there somebody out there who was caught up by the powers of drugs or alcohol or sex, or homosexuality, whatever, and you were delivered? You came to Christ and he set you free. Tell us about it. I know there's a lot of them out there. I know I was bound by the enemy. I was only 16, but boy, the devil had me going his way. But thank God the grace came in all of its beauty, and I was wonderfully converted to Christ. Now, listen to me. I want to hear from you. You're very important. This program is dynamite to me. The blood of Jesus. Wait a minute. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. I missed that. Well, I see it. I'm okay. You on the air. May I help you first? May I help you, please?
Yes, sir. You sure can. My name is Teresa. I'm from a little small town called Evergreen, North Carolina.
Well, bless your heart.
Oh, God's already blessed me, sir. And matter of fact, I almost died January the 20th, no, the 18th. And January the 20th, God came to me in my bed in that hospital. He showed me visions upon vision, dreams upon dreams. My own daughter is against me and been taken from me. Her father's been against me.
All right, let's don't go into that. What happened to your soul?
This is what happened to my soul. I have been lost for a long time.
Oh, boy.
I left God, but when I left God, God carried me. I've been on drugs. He's released me from that. I'm dealing with the nicotine right now. I'm trying to quit that. And I'm having a hard time with that, but I know he's going to deliver me from that.
Right now, the blood of Jesus sets you free, sister. You claim that, and don't you doubt it for a moment. The blood of Jesus breaks every power of the devil, and the devil has no more authority over your life. So be free in the name of Jesus.
I have dominion over every plant, every animal, everything of the earth. He gave it to me in Genesis. And I just want to share this. I've got the Holy Ghost. It came to me that morning in that hospital. And the
Now, wait a minute. You're talking about January of this year?
Yes, sir.
So you've been a Christian about 2 weeks?
No, sir. I've been a Christian longer than that. I took care of my mother for 7 years.
Yeah, but you were bound with drugs, and now Jesus has set you free. So we won't discuss what your condition was during that time, but when he came to you in the hospital, he set you free, right?
Yes, sir. He set me free.
All right, now I want you to give these ladies your name and address because I want to send you some good material, and I want to help you walk with God, okay? You hang right there. Don't go anywhere. The ladies will grab it on line one. Ladies, I want that lady to have a victory in the Lord. Now, you grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. I don't let people tell too much that might impugn their families and things like that, and I hope you appreciate me for that. I just want to know if Jesus has set you free, and he certainly has set that woman free. It sounds to me, and I'm rejoicing. Praise the Lord. Now, how about you? Do you understand what I'm teaching today? Do you have some idea of other ways that Satan might open the door in people's lives? Do you understand how Satan is going about seeking whom he may devour? You are part of the object of his hatred. He's out to destroy every one of you. Not a one of you excluded. If you are a great Christian, he hates you and he wants to destroy you. So in the name of Christ, the lines are open. Every line is open. Now grab your phone. Let's make this last 25, 27 minutes red hot for your glory and for God's glory, that Christ would be honored. What is your question? What victory have you had? What good thing can you tell me about? What question do you have about the works of the devil, the many different attacks that Satan brings against people? And while you are calling, I love this scripture in the book of Acts. You remember, maybe you've read this, I hope you have, the story of the seven sons of Sceva who thought to cast out a demon. And this demon was possessing this particular man, and these sons were religious. Their dad was the high priest. And so they took this demon-possessed person, and seven of them now began to pray over him. And here's how they prayed. They prayed in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preached. And you know what the demon said? The demon said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Now, listen to me. Don't you try to cast out demons if you don't know what you're doing. If you haven't been walking with God, if you aren't sold out to Christ, if you haven't prayed and been so surrendered to the Lord that Jesus knows your name and the demons know your name, and then you can say to a demon, come out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, by the blood, and they will have to go. I really believe that we can cast demons out, and I've seen so many cast out in my years of ministry, and I know I'm getting down to the old age now of 80, but I'm expecting whatever time I've got left to see a lot of people delivered from the powers of Satan, and I would like to see that today. Right here on this program, I would love to cast out a demon or a devil, and now, you know, if I don't know you, I'm going to be a little careful. I don't play games. I don't play games with demons. If a person is not surrendered to Christ and they've not been saved and born again, then they're not ready to be delivered from demons. You understand? Unless they're really turning to God. I'll take that back. If a person is turning to God and they're ready to be surrendered and their heart has become open to God and they come demon possessed, then yes, the Father will cast out that devil so that they'll be free to serve God. And I believe in that. You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I have more of a comment than a question. I've been listening to you talk about the devil and how subtle he is and how he uses any means that he can get into people's lives. We know that he already has the people that are unsaved, the bar crowd, but he is so subtle. He had to figure out a way to get into the churches, to even the people that are saved.
Well, he's certainly doing a good job at that.
He's doing a good job of it, and I believe
all kinds of questionable doctrines, just like the one mentioned a while ago, which is limited atonement,
yes.
Rock music. Any kind of rock music has a spirit that's not from God. All you got to do is look at the way they dress and the way they act and their whole conduct and what it does to a congregation to know it isn't from God. So doctrines and music and just any kind of a way he can, he's after them. I agree.
But I think the way that he's done this in a most powerful way is to bring the other versions other than the King James Bible into the churches, into the college seminaries, and this is a way, you know, the King James Bible, the power is in the blood, the power is in the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth, purified seven times. And
you are preaching exactly what I preach, dear lady.
Okay, I'd just like to share, if you'll let me, quickly share.
Well, I limit people sharing to just a little bit and let them ask questions because, it's my duty to do that teaching and preaching, and I do it. But I don't mind you bringing up the subject, so take another sentence or two, okay?
Okay. Well, I just want to tell them, you know, the people think all these new versions are wonderful, like the New King James. They think, oh, they just take out the these and thous. I'd like to tell them what the New King James takes out. It takes the Lord out 66 times. It omits the Word of God 51 times.
It omits the word heaven 50 times. It omits the word repent 44 times. It takes out the blood 23 times.
You are exactly right, and I thank you. I'm glad you shared that. And let me tell everybody out there, I've studied the Bibles. I've studied the background. I'm going to Antioch in a few days, where the Bible was protected for 300 or 400 years, the first 300 or 400 years of the church age. And I'm here to tell you, the pure word of God is the King James, and go behind it, the Textus Receptus text. The Greek Textus Receptus is pure, and that's why the King James is pure.
Amen.
Thank you. God bless you. Now give us a call quickly. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. That lady has been doing some digging. And I'm grateful for you, lady. You keep that up. These are the kind of things I've been saying. We've got all kinds of material on the YouTube now, and that's growing. We're putting sermons on every week. I'm just going to load it up with teachings. But right now, I just checked on a video I did on Benny Hinn. Benny Hinn, Exposing Benny Hinn, is on the YouTube, and it's had 49,000 plus, almost 50,000 hits. Almost 50,000 hits now. One video that I did on Kenneth, Benny Hinn. And the one with Kenneth Hagin has had about 10,000. And I'm putting sermons up now. They're just getting started. And I'm determined to reach America and the world if Jesus will help me. Now, the lines are open. I'm amazed that we haven't had one call after another. Are you bound by spirits of darkness? Have you allowed your professors to steal the word of God from your heart? How many thousands of precious young people and young adults who have been off to college to get a good degree, and that's good, and you got a good job now, but in the process your professors stole the Bible away from you and stole your heart of faith away from you, and you've got involved in all kinds of things that now you don't have time for the old time Christian life. And I'm telling you, you are going to be damned in a devil's hell if you don't turn around. No ifs and ands. I'm telling you, it's dangerous. In all of this effort I made to try to bring you a program like today, I found 5 different ways that people are being destroyed, and most of them will never turn around. Never turn around. The Bible speaks of people, and it says, for this cause, because of their wickedness, Romans 1, because of their wickedness, God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. Another group, because they rejected the Bible, God has given them a delusion that they are lost. And another group, because they've crucified the Son of God afresh, the Bible said they cannot repent. And then, of course, people who take the mark of the beast, which will be in the tribulation period. And then now, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, if you say, Holy Spirit, leave me alone, you do despite unto the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit's been speaking to you and you've said, leave me alone, or you didn't say it with words, but you turned away from it. Some of you were raised in Bible-believing churches, and now you won't even go to a Bible-believing church. You won't go to the old church where you heard the Word of God. I have taught thousands of people in this city, in the school and in the church, but the multitude of them are out, caught up in the world, and they don't have time for Christ, and they're going to be lost. They're going to be lost. I'm calling you to turn around. I'm calling you to turn around. Now, before I take another call, I want to ask you to pray for somebody that's listening today to really fall under conviction. Will you do that? Will you pray for somebody to fall under conviction? For God to get a hold of somebody's life in such a manner that they will turn to Christ with all their heart and give their life to Him? I want you to know Him. I do. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, Pastor Chambers, good morning.
Hey, my friend.
I want to follow up on what that lady just called about, and I would wish that you would do a whole hour on the false Bibles, which are everyone except the King James Version, and I've known about that for 7 or 8 years, and the Christians that I talk to are not accepting the fact that the NIV and the other Bibles have fallen away.
Well, you know, they really don't, George. Let me tell you, the NIV is not even a translation. They say themselves, it's a transliteration. Transliteration. I mean, that's their words, and what they mean is we changed it to say what we think it means rather than what the scriptures say it means.
It's worse than that. It is the spirit of the Antichrist.
No, I agree with that.
Well, then I think you should do a program on just Bibles and how they have fallen away, and that only one remains out of the 300 that are out there that the Holy Spirit will protect.
Well, he will protect the Holy Book. I promise you that. I love you, brother, and I agree with you, and I will do a program. I don't know the date, but I'll put it to prayer, and I know the Lord is in it. I can tell you that because the Bible is his infallible truth. It cannot change. And when the world's on fire, the only thing that will stand will be the Word of God.
Thank you.
God bless you. I love you. I love you. Grab your phone. Well, I'm getting a lot of good calls. The internet seems to be all out of whack today. Well, not out of whack. You're just not doing it. you're not sending me your question. But those who are, I'll answer them. Grab your phone. Listen, this is a dark hour, but it's an exciting hour. I'm here to tell you it is an exciting hour. And without a doubt, I'm here to tell you that truth will prevail. The Word of God will prevail. That old King James Bible will take the flack and take the test. And when it's all over, it'll be right there. Because it is forever settled in heaven. Did you know that? The Bible is forever settled in heaven. Anybody that tells you any part of the Bible is not real, that don't belong in there. They've proven that's been added. You better run from them kind of people because they're dangerous as the devil. I'm here to tell you. They as dangerous as the devil. The Bible is the infallible book. It is the perfect Word of God. All right, now, we're talking today about demons, demon spirits, demon powers. And the main focus now, remember, is the blood of Jesus Christ, divine blood that he spilt at Calvary, has broken every power of the devil. And nobody out there listening to me, nobody who have friends that you're listening, but you have friends, they may not be listening, but you're praying for them, you're thinking about them, your children, your sons, your daughters, your grandkids, it doesn't matter who you're talking about, I'm here to tell you, Jesus will set men free if they will turn to him. And the only hope is the Bible. The Holy Word of God, the power of the divine blood, not just drops of blood that fell from his body, but divine blood that was sinless, that had been infused in him by the power of the Holy Ghost. There was no stain of sin, no Adamic nature in that blood. It was perfect, pure blood, divine blood, and that blood will wash you. That blood will break the devil's power that comes against you. That blood will set you free, and you may say, man, my heart has become so cold and calloused, and I'm so entangled with drugs, and I've done so many sins, and I've committed so many fornications, and I'm a homosexual. I don't care what you say. I want you to know the moment you turn to Christ with all your heart, and you mean it, and you begin to go to this Bible, and you begin to trust in the blood, and you begin to trust in the power of the Holy Spirit, you own your road to being free, friend. You own your road. I'll be glad to pray for you. I have seen many demon spirits driven out. I was in a place some time ago where someone was teaching that the name of Jesus was not his name. And they tried to tell me that the name of Jesus was a false name. And it was speaking of Zeus and not the real Christ. Well, I want you to know that was a lie from the devil. That person is under demonic deception, and they will be eternally lost if somebody don't help them. And so the name of Jesus is mighty to save. I said to that person, it was a lady, I said to her real quickly, I said, let me tell you something, ma'am. I've seen demons cast out in that name. I've seen gorders leave people's throat in that name. I've seen cancer leave people's body in that name. I've seen so many miracles in that name. You'll never tell me that name is the mighty to save. Hallelujah. Well, a line here. Call us quickly. You are very, very important to us, and you are on the air. And may I help you, please?
Yes, sir. Dr. Chambers.
Yes.
This morning I was awakened by my radio. It was talk radio. And this is what I sort of heard. And I'm thinking, Lordy, what it was, they were discussing the music in the churches, the rock and roll, and this is some of the stuff that I think I heard of them saying. The rock and roll and stuff, we're bringing it into the church
to Christianize it. And then they talked about, and we're turning down the lights because it impresses the younger people, and we're getting them into the church. Okay, all that discussion was going on, and then something about a John MacArthur or somebody was brought in, and they were discussing some of that, and I was sort of, and all of a sudden this other guy calls in and says, he was really upset that they were talking about bringing, he said, when do we have to bring the world into the church to get people interested? And so you are bringing people in, but are they getting saved? And that was the question. And you're talking something about that sort of thing this morning.
I am, because you don't compromise the Bible. This is the infallible word. Anytime you lower the standard of this Bible to get people in church, you're doing nothing but sending them to hell. Because you cannot be saved unless you believe this Bible. This is the roadmap. I said to a lady in a doctor's office this week, a dentist, I said, listen to me, lady. If you don't teach your children the Bible, you understand that the manufacturer is God the Father, and the Bible is His handbook. If you use a Sisson Roebuck, a catalog, a Sisson Roebuck book to teach somebody how to run a Western auto machinery, you're going to make a mess. And that's how it is with the world. If you're using the world to train your children, you're making a mess. Get God's word and train them by the scripture.
The world does not want to hear the scriptures anymore.
Well, you're right. I agree, you're right, lady. But they're going to hear it from Brother Chambers as long as I have breath.
Well, I appreciate you every Saturday listening to you, because it makes it better for me for the week.
I love you, dear lady. God bless your heart. You on the air. May I help you, please? Well, I lost that one. I hope they can get that straight. If you can, ladies. Listen, friend. Listen, line two is not up. Let me see if it's up now. You on the air. May I help you, please? Nope, they'll need to hang it up and pick it back up again, ladies. If you can do that, I want to take that, dear person. Listen to me, folks. Listen to me. We're really right on the mark today. We're on the mark today. Do you hear me? We are on the mark today. You're on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, sir, are you taking any questions?
I'm taking yours right now.
What do you think of Ted Cruz for president?
You know, I've been studying him and Donald Trump, and I think either one of them would probably be good. I kind of like the thoughts of Donald Trump as president and Ted Cruz as vice president.
Yeah, okay. And I was wondering, will the conflict with China and economic...
We're in a mess, friend, and we need somebody that has no connection to the political establishment. The Republican and Democrat political establishment has been taking us to hell, friend. The Republicans stand up and say they believe in something, but they won't fight for it. They've allowed Obama to have 7 years to do what he pleases, and they could have stood up and shut down the government if they would, but they're a bunch of scaredy cats. And I'm praying we'll have somebody brand new that's not in politics that'll be a bulldog up there. Thank you, sir. Let's don't go any further with political situation. Call us quickly, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588. Now, let me tell you, nobody running for office is perfect. Nobody is perfect. You understand that. You understand that. I'm not choosing a saint. We're trying to choose a president. And so pray for God to give us the right one. Now, the lines are open. I want to help you. I've got 8 minutes, and I don't want to waste a minute. I want us to see somebody set free. Now, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray right now for God by the power of the Holy Spirit while you're calling and getting some lines ready for me to answer questions. I want to tell you that Jesus wants to set you free. You are a college professor. Or you may be a young person out of college. Or you may be a child in high school. Or you may be caught up on video games. Or you may be strung out on drugs. Jesus, right now, by the power of the blood of Jesus, by the power of the blood, I'm claiming a breaking in your life. A breaking, that you will run to Jesus with all of your heart, that you'll be in the house of God tomorrow. Father, in the name of Jesus, I bind those dark powers of hell that Satan has just saturated saturated our world with. I bind you, Satan, you lying demon. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord break your hellish power. The Lord drive you in defeat, Satan. The Lord drive you in defeat, Satan. And Father, I believe you to set lies free this morning. I believe you to set them free this afternoon. I believe you to so change them that they'll begin to read their Bible and begin to search the scripture. They'll begin to believe in the blood and believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I claim that, Father. I claim it in Jesus' name, by the power of the Spirit, by the might of the Holy Ghost. I believe for miracles. Now, I'd like to invite you, amen, I'd like to invite you to church tomorrow right in that sanctuary right here in Charlotte, 5110 Tuckasegee Road in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'll be preaching the word, and I'll be looking for somebody to be saved and somebody to be delivered of demon powers and somebody to be set free. I'm looking for that. Now, I got to tell you, I'm on a commitment, a challenge for 2 months. I started last week. I'm asking for 100 people. 100 to give me a one-time gift of $1,000 to pay off our debt, to pay off our debt, to retire the debt of this ministry. It's been over my head and around my neck for a lot of years, and it's desperate to get it paid. Would you be one of those 100 people? Only 100 is all I need. 100 people, and this $3.5 million campus will be out of debt. $3.5 million. God has done, and He's done it in about 15 years. Isn't that wonderful? And you can be a part of finishing up that debt. I need 100 people. I got one this week. One, only one. I looked for at least 10 the first week, but only got one. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you. I'm looking for you, okay? I'm looking for you. Now grab your phone, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, email jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. I've got one or two here. I'll get them in a moment. You on the air. May I help you, please? You on the air. May I help you, please?
Yeah, I was trying to finish asking you a question a while ago, but you didn't hear me. Will the coming conflict with China and economic chaos and earthquakes increasing in intensity in the one world government, will that happen before the rapture or after the rapture?
A lot of things that we didn't think was going to happen before the rapture are already happening. I have no idea how bad it's going to get before the 7 years begin. All I know is once that rapture takes place, the 7 years after the rapture are going to be many times worse than anything we experienced before the rapture. But before the rapture, it's going to get worse and worse. Who knows what kind of calamities we're going to have? The sun may go out. The moon may turn to blood. I mean, storms may come that just wipe whole cities off the face of this earth. I don't know what that bunch of radical Islamists are going to do, but I know they are determined to take over the world and set up a one world Muslim government, and they will not quit until they think they can secede. Now they can't and they won't, but they're going to do their best, because we're just in a dark period. Thank you, sir. We got that question answered. Now listen, friend, I really do want to ask you to start praying for America and start praying for the direction of our nation, and I want to ask you to be on my team and help me with this great ministry. Be one of those 100, okay? I'm depending on you to be one of those 100. There's probably 1,000 out there listening right now who could be one of them, but I just need 100. If I get more than that, it'll go on the things that we need. We're desperate for a bus for our school and our young people. We're desperate for a lot of things. You know, when you do what I do and you stand like I stand, you don't have the big bucks coming at you. But I give it my best, and I'll do all I can do for the glory of God and His kingdom. And I love you. And the number to call, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. You must have this material. And my ladies will stay here as long as you call. You call either of those numbers, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. I'll put those numbers up in a minute and play and share some music with you. That beautiful song that I had today. Man, did I like that song. I really did. You on the air? May I help you, please? You on the air? May I help you, please? Are you there, my friend?
Yes, sir.
Quickly, may I help you?
I was just calling to let you know that the Lord is in my life and that I just need someone to pray for me.
You need me to pray for you?
Yes, sir.
You're not saved?
No, sir.
Father, save my friend. right now. Let the blood of Jesus wash him as white as snow. Help him repent. Will you repent, sir? Ask God right now to forgive you of your sins. Will you do it? Yes. Father, forgive me of my sins. Can you say that?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
Say it again.
Father, forgive me of my sins.
Father, forgive me of my sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And by his blood, wash me.
Wash me.
Wash me and make me whole. Now, you give my ladies your phone number, okay? Give my ladies your address and phone number, and I promise you, sir, I'll be glad to send you some good material and be a blessing to you. So this is line two, ladies. Line two, I think that's right. They'll find out. You know what? It's wonderful to be saved. It's wonderful to be saved. Did you know that? It's wonderful to have Jesus working in your life. And if you don't have him, you can have him. I pray that man will truly find him, and I'll do my best to help him. I'm sorry my time has to go. I mean, I only have an hour. And at my age, I don't want but an hour, to be real honest with you. At my age, I only want an hour. At my age, I only want an hour. Now, I'm going to put the numbers up for you here in a minute. I want to make sure that you get this material and that somehow by the grace of God, your life gets turned upside down. I want you to be on fire. I want you to be full of his grace and full of his holiness. I want you to be full of his mercy. And he's ready. He's ready. And in the Bible, this word of God, get you a King James. If you don't have one, they're not as easy to find as they used to be. But don't buy those others. I promise you, we'll do a program in a few weeks, and we'll talk about that, because it's one of the crises of the hour. These new NIV Bibles lets everything the devil's got right in the church. Right in the church. They are bad. They are bad. I know that. It's not a matter of I think so. It's a matter of I know so. I really do. I know that's true. Now, the numbers are in front of you. I hope you'll keep calling. If I can be a blessing to you, it'll be my delight and my joy. And I'm sorry, but don't have much time. May I help you, please? I only have a moment. I only have a moment. May I help you?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Chambers.
You call me back in 15 minutes, will you? My time is up. Call me back in 15 minutes, and don't you forget it. You are very important to me. Now, friends, I want you to know this has been one great program. I love it. I love it. I got to share a little music with you, and I got to leave you. That's all I know. I love it. I love blessing you. You just don't know how much I love blessing you. You are important to me. Very important to me. Very important to me. What a God we serve. Did you know that? What a God we serve. I'm trying to...
Call out to the Father.